William Simpson has a plan whereby U.S. officials transfer wild horses from places they aren't wanted up to mountain wilderness where they will reduce wildfires and sustain natural vegetation. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
By having these large body herbivores up in the wilderness areas where these big catastrophic wildfires always are evolving annually now, by replacing the large body herbivores, you reduce both the frequency and intensity of wildfires. So this plan does two things. Suddenly the American taxpayer is no longer having to warehouse wild horses. You put them into these wilderness areas where they stay. The horses up here on our ranch, just outside Medford, Oregon, stay in the area because there's food and water up here in the mountains. They never go down into Medford. They never go into Wairika. They stay right here. They've always been here. You read the Medford Tribune from 1870. There was thousands of horses up here, according to the newspaper back then. That's what the plan is about, is let's use the mixed herbivore, but let's put the right herbivores in the right spots. And the other problem we have, of course, is the ecology of wilderness landscape. There are legitimately some endangered and threatened species of flora that complex grazers, cows and sheep, have complex stomachs, so they're really good digesters. I could send you the science that shows that they basically digest virtually all the seeds they consume. So you can't put them into these areas because they'll strip off the native flora, whereas horses are monogastric digesters. They have one stomach, so they basically poop out 90% of all the seeds they consume because they're incomplete digesters.
And science supports his plan. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.